Hi, I'm Brian from Olathe, Kansas, and you're listening to WGXC Akron 90.7 FM.
Do you enjoy the arts, have an interest in art classes and meeting your local creative community? Then join us at the Athens Cultural Center on the first Friday of each month from 5 to 7 p.m. View our latest exhibition over free nibbles and drinks hosted by our ACC board members, and get to know us. We are at 24 2nd Street in Athens and online at athensculturalcenter.org. We look forward to meeting you.
Wayfarm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wayfarm and our radio station, WGXC, operate and broadcast. The Mohicans named themselves People of the Waters That Are Never Still, following their arrival along the Mohicanicka, the Great Ebb Tide River, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For further information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit Mohican.com.
Wayfarm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Rita Chuck Petroskis in St. Paul, Minnesota. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter.
Quand même que je commence.
Essayez de poursuivre aujourd'hui. Hello there, WGXC listeners. You're listening to another edition of a program called La Vie en Human. This is a new time for an old show that's been around for a few years. 7 p.m. on the third Sunday of the month on WGXC 90.7 FM. Thanks for tuning into this monthly program. I started out playing Munfuel from Tribe Gross Akshtena. That was followed by Bernard Parmigiani's A Time for All from Question of Time. And stay tuned. This is currently You Are My Ever-Loving from Henry Flint's Celestial Power. I'm going to be playing a bunch of things as much as I can squeeze in for this cool preheat wave edition. Radio for open ears.
give a sound. Now give a sound. Now give a sound. Now give a sound. Now give a sound.
I dreamt I had to go to Mars. I'm always kidding on about going to Mars through the day, but faced with the reality of it in a dream, I was terrified. And it wasn't going to be like a moon trip. There was three of us going, but we couldn't all go in the same ship. We had to go one at a time, with a day between us. I had to go first, and it was the thought of passing through all that black space, all the darkness with nothing in it, and then being the first one to land there all alone. I knew it was supposed to be all dark around, with just a red surface. But what if I got there and it was light, all civilized and populated and stuff? So I made a plan. The other two astronauts were going to be my dad and my sister. My dad would come first after me. So I decided when I landed, I would just stay in my seat until he got there. And then we could both get out together and have a look around and see what sort of things were there. And when I woke up and I was lying in the darkness, I thought I had landed. And I just lay still for a while, waiting for my dad to get there too. We'll be right back.